something is sudden. If you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. What God wants to give you in your life is not a healing. What God wants to give you in your life is not a job. What God wants to give you in your life is not money. What God wants to give you is the word of God in your spirit. It'll make you what it talks about. And you are shining. And you are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining and nothing can stop you. It is your season. It is your time. Nothing can hinder you. This is your time. This is your hour. Favor is yours.
This message is titled The Benefits of Prayer.
Hallelujah. Prayer is important for the Christian. There are certain things that will not change until you pray. Not because of the prayer itself, but because of the effects of prayer. Step aside and pray. Pray. Waiting for the Holy Ghost to take over. As you speak in tongues, speak in tongues. Run your mind through the scriptures. And before long, your spirit will pick something. And once the Holy Ghost then does that, and that's it. And you're gone. These are the secrets from God's kingdom given to His children to live a successful life. You always win. The life of victory in Christ is very simple. You're supposed to live in victory, even in the midst of the storms. Prayer covers not only the communication, the content of the prayer, it also covers our meditation during the times of prayer, even the seclusion. It's all important. When you have to cut yourself away from everything else and be alone with the Spirit of God so He can talk to you, so He can open your eyes. No, I'm not talking about you getting into a room and crying, "Oh God, open my eyes, open my eye, open my eye." In fact, the more you pray like that, the less open your eyes will be, because you'll be distracting yourself with the prayer. But it'll happen anyway when you pull apart and commune with God. We've given you 3 days in a week for only 15 minutes each time, twice in a day. And some of you found 15 minutes to be too long. Every now and then you're checking your time. It's still 13 minutes. <laughs> 15 minutes too long? Is that too long? It's not too long. But take it seriously. You'll be amazed at the changes in your life. Whenever it is possible to stay away from everything else, do it. But what if it hits you when you are driving? Talking tongues. Be driving and be praying. There's nothing wrong with that. The time can come when you're doing something else. Go ahead, but pray. It's a short time. When for some reason you are unable to do it at that time, soon afterward, go and do it. Because you see, life is spiritual. Life is spiritual. And except you operate from the realm of the Spirit, you could be frustrated. From time to time, we see Christians who are not enjoying their Christian life. And they are thinking about what might be wrong. Is this the enemy? Is this the trouble? Is this the guessing? If they were not able to have children for years, they're thinking, maybe it's my uncle's wife I've had 12 miscarriages. I think it's my uncle's wife that's stealing the babies. Why do you think so? I dreamt of her. She took something out of my stomach. Now you start praying against your uncle's wife. In the mighty name of Jesus. Pointing towards her room. Are you a Christian or a native doctor? You know, some Christians have become like native doctors. They're not living like Christians. They're doing strange things. As a Christian, didn't you read in the Word, no weapon formed against you shall prosper? If the weapons formed against you are prospering, then whose problem is it? You. It's not the weapons that are too strong. It's not God that was unable. Something about you that's making it possible. You are in the wrong position. He said, stay inside the house. The death angels come into town. But if you stay in the house and you got your doorposts and lintels marked with blood, he said, when that death angel sees the blood, he'll pass over you. That's it. Stay where you're supposed to be. But when you're out of where you're supposed to be, then trouble strikes. Then you say the forces were against you. The attack was too much. You couldn't take it. Or God didn't protect you. No. Christianity is so simple. So simple. The life of victory in Christ is very simple. Very simple. You're supposed to live in victory even in the midst of the storms. Remember what Jesus said. When the winds became boisterous, the waves were rising. And they were in the boat, Jesus and his disciples were. And water started getting in. The disciples were scared. They woke him up. He was sleeping. They woke him up. Master, don't you care that we perish? Hallelujah. So Jesus said, oh, ye of little faith. See, they had no faith. They were so afraid, thinking they were going to die. What did Jesus do? Oh, I didn't know it was so high. Oh, these are terrible waves. Oh. Was that what he did?
No.
I'll talk to my father. Father, we are between life and death. Is that what Jesus did? Was that what he did?
No.
What did he do? He said to the sea, hush. He said, be calm. Sometimes when we talk in tongues because of certain things, I won't tell you why you have to. Because it's not wrong to talk in tongues. But if you're talking in tongues out of fear, you're in trouble. The fear will increase. The reason for speaking in tongues like that is because you're steering your spirit to pick the right word, to deal with the right thing. You see it? Because you don't want to be addressing the wrong thing. Just because the winds are strong and the waves are high doesn't mean you're going to be talking to this wave or that wave or all the waves or whatever. You speak in tongues because being the Spirit of God, it's like in an instant. The Spirit of God opens your eyes. You know exactly what to say, what words to use. So you're pulling something from within you. Not because you're afraid. Don't talk out of fear. You refuse to fear. Say, I refuse to fear.
I refuse to fear.
And then you look at your life and you set goals. You know, a lot of times we're told to set goals. It's important to set goals, but don't set goals out of your emotion. Set goals through the Spirit. It's not hard to take a short time, even in a day, to pray and fast. Fasting means that you separate yourself from everything else. Okay? Especially food. Did you hear that? Everything else, especially food. So, you talk to the Lord. And praying in the Spirit is the most beautiful of all. While you're praying in the Spirit, the Holy Ghost can take the next steps. You know, you're working on a project, and you say, next steps. You determine what you have done and what needs to be done. And you say, these are the immediate things that we have to do next, right? Okay. So when you're speaking in tongues, because that you can do by faith. See, you speak in tongues by faith. You open your mouth and the utterance is given to you by the Holy Ghost. And you're speaking in tongues. But there's another one that you cannot make happen. And that's a higher level of prayer. That's what's written for us in Romans chapter 8 from verse 26. Let's read it. Romans chapter 8 from verse 26. It says, likewise, the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities. For we know not what we should pray for as we ought. See, we don't know what we should pray for as we ought. But the Spirit, or King James translation itself, it's supposed to read himself, okay? Because the Holy Ghost is a person. But the Spirit himself maketh intercession for us with groanings. You see, that term, the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities. The right rendering is, the Spirit bears us up. You see, he props us. Like you're speaking in tongues, in, like you're trying to get up, okay? Speaking in tongues, and then the Holy Ghost props you up. He helps you. There are limitations. There are infirmities, weaknesses. You don't know what to pray for about this situation. And so the Holy Spirit takes over the prayer. That's what it says.
Do you know about the incredible features of the SeeTunes app? It's not just a music platform, but a tool for spiritual growth and empowerment. First, SeeTunes offers a vast library of gospel music from around the world. You'll always find songs that uplift and inspire. SeeTunes also provide powerful audio messages. Access teachings from Pastor Chris Ayakalulendi CDD and other ministers of the gospel for guidance, encouragement, and enlightenment. One of SeeTunes' groundbreaking features is its interactive capability. Connect with other Christians in real time, share testimonies, and participate in discussions. SeeTunes is a community for building relationships and supporting each other on our spiritual journeys, changing lives worldwide. Visit www.seetunes.org. Download the SeeTunes app today from the Lovell App Store, Google Play Store, and the Apple Store to unlock a world of inspiration. SeeTunes, where every feature brings you closer to God and each other.
This message is brought to you by Christ Embassy, Siluco 1, number 18, Siluco Road, Benin City. Worship with us on Sundays 8 a.m., Wednesdays 12 noon and 5 p.m., Fridays 5 p.m. For prayer and counseling or to share your testimony with us, please call 070-606-03228, 080-982-62823, or send an email to radiotransmissions@loveworld360.com.
This is the continuation of the message, The Benefits of Prayer.
Hallelujah. That term, the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities. The right rendering is, the Spirit bears us up. You see, He props us. Like you're speaking in tongues, and like you're trying to get up, okay? Speaking in tongues, and then the Holy Ghost props you up. He helps you. There are limitations. There are infirmities, weaknesses. You don't know what to pray for about this situation. And so the Holy Spirit takes over the prayer. That's what it says. There's the one your spirit is praying in tongues. He says, if I pray in an unknown tongue, my spirit prayeth, but my understanding is unfruitful. My spirit prayeth. You remember that? My spirit prayeth. So it's your spirit that prays in tongues, even though the language is granted your spirit by the Holy Ghost. But in this one, it's not your spirit that's praying anymore. Look at it. Likewise, the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities, for we know not what we should pray for as we ought. But the Spirit Himself maketh intercession for us. He's doing the prayer now. With what? Groanings which cannot be uttered. You see, at that moment, you've been speaking in tongues, your spirit's been praying, you come to this level, the Holy Ghost takes over, and now you don't, it's no longer tongues. It's all deep sighs and groans, as though you're crying, you don't know why you're crying, and you you can't even stop it. No words are being formed. And all you got is deep sighs and groans. You even have to hold your stomach. You don't know why. Tears coming out. There's no pain, but this crying won't stop. Why? The Spirit Himself maketh intercession for us with groanings. He's taken over the prayer. Because you don't know what to pray for as you ought. This is the highest kind of prayer. And how little many Christians understand this. Some can live a whole year without having this experience. Because they don't yield themselves to the Holy Ghost. Some are afraid of it because they don't know it. That's every time I try to pray, I find myself shaking and crying. So I don't pray, like, I don't pray far anymore. Once I just say, Father, in Jesus' name, plus God minus devil, amen. And I run away. But this is the highest kind of prayer. When you pray like this, you know you're settling things for the future. Oh, God. Keep arandogo sopradela. So what did you say in tongues? He said, it's my joy to make it happen for you. That's what the Holy Ghost said. Hallelujah. That's what the Holy Ghost said. It's my joy to make it happen for you. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Yeah. If you will pray like that, you'll be amazed at your life. I tell people, I'll always be successful. I'll always be. God has the right people to help me at the right time and at the right place. Always be. Because look at these secrets. These are the secrets given to us from the Word. These are the secrets from God's kingdom given to his children to live a successful life. You always win. Hallelujah. Yeah. Step aside. You pray. Pray. Waiting for the Holy Ghost to take over. Hallelujah. As you speak in tongues. Speak in tongues. Run your mind through the scriptures. Before long, your spirit will pick something. And once the Holy Ghost then does that, and that's it. And you're gone. This is why certain Christians have come to a point in their lives where it's like there's no more progress. They've tried and tried and tried, but no progress. They've done everything they know to do. And then frustration sets in. They're now being worn out because they prayed and prayed and prayed. It didn't work. They fasted and fasted and fasted. There was no change. They prophesied. There was no change. Prophecies were given over them. There was no change. And now they're wondering, can these bones live? I'm showing you a better way. There's a higher law. Are you hearing me? Because when the Spirit takes over, you know, many of us know how to pray very well. I mean, you'd be amazed at how some of us have words for prayer. When you haven't faced serious things, you have words. Hey, kabose, take care, mama. Continue. The time comes where all the spiritual vocabulary will be expired. Then you say, There isn't more to say. You might just fall and remain on the floor. And then, and the Holy Ghost takes over for you. Hallelujah. Yeah. It's called the breaking of the horse. Glory to God. But you can learn those things by taking action, praying the right way, yielding yourself to God. It's not hard. It's not hard at all. It's not hard at all. And this can happen to you frequently, sometimes for a period of time, and then may not just continue like every day, but it can happen every day. I mean, I've experienced it like almost, how can I explain it? Without that kind of prayer, I wouldn't be here. And I'm serious. But in my journey in Christ, all these years, this has been my experience. Because in the place of prayer, I see. My eyes are open when I close them. Do you understand what I mean? Closing them, I don't mean physically, I mean in prayer. That means when I shut out the world, then I really see. Otherwise, you can't carry on ministry seriously. There are too many devils. You understand? They outnumber human beings. There are more demons than humans. How are you going to navigate your way through a world that's full of wickedness? You think that just because you're nice, the world is going to be nice to you. You're joking. Doesn't happen that way. When you do good things, it will not put you on other people's good books. They don't like you for it. That's why you have to pray like this, because when you pray like this, then no matter what they do, you remain untouchable. And then you're able to look at them without hating them, without being bitter, because you're winning. I mean, if you're winning, why do you care? Why do you care? You don't care what's been done against you or said about you, because you're winning anyhow. So you raise your head and square your shoulders, because you're winning. Glory to God. Then you really see. You see your future. You see your future. The gospel is important to you. The Holy Ghost doesn't spend time with those who don't care about the gospel. The gospel is God's number one priority. It's important. He sent his son to die. Remember that. Nothing is more important than that. The gospel is so important to God. And once you key into that and the gospel becomes important to you, your house becomes God's headquarters, center of operation. Angels are coming in and out of your house doing things. They're always around you. You want something, it's made available. You think about it, it arrives. Why? Because the angels are under instruction to make sure everything you need is made available. That's the life I live.
We trust that you are blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. O Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe he died for me, and God raised him from the dead. I believe he's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through him and in his name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah.
Wow. This message has been brought to you by Christ Embassy, Siluco 1, number 18, Siluco Road, Benin City. Worship with us on Sundays, 8 a.m., Wednesday, 12 noon, and 5 p.m., Fridays, 5 p.m. Thank you for joining us today. If you would like us to pray with you or to share your testimony with us, please call 070-606-0328, 080-982-62823, or send an email to radiotransmissions@loveworld360.com.